Imagine waking up to discover your entire city is doomed to destruction, with a crushing burden of guilt strapped to your back. This is precisely how Christian's journey begins in The Pilgrim's Progress, perhaps the most influential allegory ever written. Penned in 1678 by John Bunyan while imprisoned for unauthorized preaching, this remarkable work transforms the abstract concept of spiritual journey into a vivid adventure story that has resonated across centuries. Despite his minimal formal education, Bunyan created a masterpiece that has sold more copies than any book except the Bible itself and been translated into nearly 200 languages. Why does this story endure? Because in Christian struggles, we recognize our own battles with doubt, temptation, and despair, and glimpse the possibility of triumph through perseverance. Christian's crisis begins when a mysterious book reveals his hometown faces judgment. A physical burden, representing sin, appears on his back, prompting his cry, "What shall I do to be saved?" His family moves from concern to ridicule to indifference. Evangelist arrives, pointing toward a distant wicket gate with instructions to flee from the wrath to come. Though Christian can't clearly see the gate, he discerns just enough light to proceed. As he runs, neighbors mock while family pleads for his return. Two citizens pursue. Obstinate quickly abandons the chase, but Pliable joins after hearing of heavenly rewards. His enthusiasm falters when they encounter the Slough of Despond, a bog of despair. Weighed down by his burden, Christian sinks while the unburdened Pliable escapes. Christian then meets Mr. Worldly Wiseman, who suggests visiting Mr. Legality to remove the burden without perils, a temptation to address spiritual needs through self-improvement rather than transformation. This advice leads Christian to Mount Sinai, which threatens to collapse upon him until Evangelist reappears with stern rebuke. Back on course, Christian reaches the wicket gate where goodwill welcomes him, despite his detour. At the interpreter's house, he receives spiritual education through powerful scenes, a portrait of a godly pastor looking heavenward while holding sacred texts. A dusty room cleanable only when water, grace, subdues the dust, sin, that the law merely stirs up. And visions contrasting immediate gratification with patient endurance. These transform abstract spiritual concepts into memorable, tangible images. At the cross, Christian's burden miraculously falls from his shoulders, tumbles into an open grave, and vanishes. Overwhelmed with joy, he weeps at this unexpected deliverance. Three shining ones appear, declaring his sins forgiven, clothing him anew, and giving him a sealed scroll, his assurance, to present at the celestial gate. This newfound freedom fills Christian with such joy that he continues his journey leaping and singing. He encounters various characters representing different faith approaches. Three chained sleeping men, simple, sloth, and presumption, who ignore his warnings, and formality and hypocrisy, who climbed over the wall rather than entering through the gate, justifying their shortcut by ancient custom. At the hill difficulty, Christian faces three paths, a narrow uphill way and two easier routes. While others choose the easier paths to their destruction, Christian takes the difficult upward path. In the Valley of Humiliation, Christian confronts Apollyon, a hideous fiend representing evil. Despite Apollyon's promises and threats to reclaim him, Christian resists. Their battle lasts half a day until Christian is knocked down and nearly defeated. At this critical moment, he grasps his sword, delivers a decisive thrust, and declares, "We are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Christian then enters the Valley of the Shadow of Death, a wilderness of fear, doubt, and despair. The path narrows dangerously, with a deep ditch on one side and a quagmire on the other. In complete darkness, Christian struggles to find his footing. His courage returns when he hears another pilgrim ahead reciting Psalm 23. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Encouraged, he perseveres until daybreak arrives. After escaping the valley, Christian meets Faithful, a fellow pilgrim from his hometown. Their path leads to Vanity Fair, a perpetual marketplace selling everything: positions, honors, pleasures, kingdoms, lives, and souls, a brilliant satire of materialism. Entering Vanity Fair, seeking only the truth, they provoke mockery and violence. Despite abuse, they remain patient, returning blessings for insults. Their conduct wins some supporters, enraging opponents who demand the death penalty. At their trial before Lord Hategood, Faithful is condemned to a cruel death. Yet waiting behind the crowd is a chariot that carries him through the clouds to the celestial gate immediately after his execution. This powerful scene demonstrates how apparent defeat becomes spiritual victory, as Faithful's witness leads to Hopeful's conversion, who then joins Christian for the remainder of the journey. Seeking easier travel, Christian and Hopeful leave the appointed path for Bypath Meadow. This seemingly small decision leads to their capture by Giant Despair and imprisonment in Doubting Castle's dungeon. The giant beats them mercilessly and suggests suicide, offering knife, rope, and poison. While Christian nearly breaks, Hopeful provides steady counsel. After days of suffering, Christian suddenly remembers, "What a fool I am! I have a key in my pocket called Promise that will open any lock in Doubting Castle." This episode shows how carelessness leads to despair, how companions provide essential support in dark times, and how promises offer escape from seemingly hopeless situations. Haven't we all experienced moments when remembering a long-possessed truth suddenly frees us from anxiety or despair? Free again, the pilgrims reach the Delectable Mountains, where shepherds show them sobering sights. Victims of false doctrine, people blinded by giant despair, and a hillside door with sounds of fire and tormented cries. Before departing, the shepherds offer them a glimpse of the celestial city's gates, a foretaste that strengthens them for their remaining journey. The pilgrims face their final obstacle, a deep river representing death with no bridge. Upon entering, Christian begins sinking in darkness while Hopeful struggles to keep his head above water. When Hopeful reminds him that Jesus Christ is making you whole, Christian sees him again and they find firm ground. Shining Ones lead them to the celestial city, describing heaven's splendors, white robes, never-fading fruit, and freedom from sorrow. They present their certificates and enter. Meanwhile, Ignorance, who traveled without entering the Wicked Gate, crosses easily but is cast out at Heaven's Gate, a warning against false assurance. This 17th century allegory still captivates by transforming abstract concepts into adventure with recognizable characters: practical worldly wise man, terrifying giant despair, and faithful companions. The Pilgrim's Progress portrays spiritual growth as battles and victories, not smooth progression. Christian's journey reflects our challenges, while companions demonstrate the importance of fellowship. In our world of instant gratification, Bunyan calls us to persevere, to walk the narrow path when easier routes beckon, reminding us that the journey transforms us and companions matter most when crossing life's deepest rivers.